Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about the upcoming elections. To begin and to make sure we have representation of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1990.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I have one semester left to complete my bachelor's degree. And I already
Thank
have an
you very
associate's.
much. Oh, okay, thank you. Now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am black.
And because that was the next question, what is your race? So that was black. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably
100%,
vote?
100% voting.
So that would be almost certain?
Very certain. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
I am 0. I am not motivated to vote. I am only voting because that is my duty as an American citizen.
Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
2.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2 from the list. Is it crime and violence, criminal justice reform and police violence, healthcare, climate change, abortion, cost of living and inflation, voting rights and democracy, racism and discrimination, immigration, Israel and Palestine conflict, student loans forgiveness, or jobs and the economy?
Healthcare and the cost of living.
The cost of living. Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or you have never heard of the people and or groups, just let me know. The first one is Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
And on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means very cold and unfavorable,
okay,
and
3.
10 means very cold. Thank you.
3.
The next one
yeah.
is Republicans in Congress.
3.
Donald Trump.
3.
Hakeem Jeffries.
0.
And then we have Democrats in Congress.
3.
And Joe Biden.
2.
Thank you very much.
Correction. Can I go back? Joe Biden is a 1.
Joe Biden is a 1. Thank you. Now, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Trump.
Thank you. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Yeah, Trump.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, are you undecided or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, Republican candidate, undecided, will not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden has made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept up all his promises, kept most of his
No.
promises? kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
Not kept any promises.
Thank you. And would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? The first one is, puts people over politics.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, puts people over politics. Or do you mean the question?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? Puts people over politics.
Makes no difference.
Wants to build black wealth.
Say that one again, those options.
Wants to build black wealth. Would you be much more likely to support a candidate for Congress? Somewhat more likely to support him? Somewhat less likely to support? Or
more
much
likely.
Less, much more likely. Much more or just somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. The next one is, looks out for people like me.
More likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one is, grows the economy.
Much more.
Thank you. The next one is, brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Much more.
Defends democracy.
Undecided. That one
makes
doesn't
no
matter.
Difference?
Yeah, it makes no difference.
The last one on the list is, secures the border.
Oh, much more.
Thank you very much. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. The first one is, wants to build black wealth.
3.
Is effective and gets things done.
3.
Is too woke.
3.
Protects abortion rights.
3.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
3.
Fights racism and discrimination.
3.
And is honest and ethical.
1.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means that it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, as a young American just entering the workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available as unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership.
3.
Thank you. The next one is, as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
8.
The next one is, as a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress capped prices for people like me, with a month's supply of insulin for seniors now $35, and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year.
3.
Thank you. The next one is, as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times.
9.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, as a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my family thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP.
Nine.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the two or three actions that you feel have the biggest... We need your point of view.